Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black.
And I'm proud.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Jambo. Ki Swahili. Hello. J-A-M-B-O. There are people who will say that the J is not a J, but it's a J in Ki Swahili. Who? Jambo. Correctly, J-A-M-B-O is Yam, not Jambo, it's Yambo. Because the J at the beginning of a word, person, or thing, is really a Y in Ki Swahili. Yambo, hello, Ki Swahili. How's everybody? I trust everybody's doing swell. Today, Friday, 6th day of the week. Getting ready for tomorrow, the 7th day, Sunday, the 1st day, what they formerly call the weekend. The week ends and it starts simultaneously together. Saturday, Sunday. Today, Blacks, B-L-A-X, Black, B-L-A-C-K, radio. We're going to be talking about Sir, Mr. Dred Scott. Dred Scott, who along with his wife, Harriet Robinson Scott, also, they went to court, filed a suit to get his freedom. This was in March 8th, 1857. The Scots claimed that they should be granted freedom because Dred had lived in Illinois and the Wisconsin Territory for 4 years, where slavery was illegal, and laws in those jurisdictions said that the slaveholders gave up their rights to slaves if they stayed for an extended period. In a landmark case, the United States Supreme Court decided 7-2 against Scott, finding that neither he nor any other person of blacks ancestry could claim citizenship in the United States, and therefore Scott could not bring suit in federal court under diversity of citizenship rules. Scott's temporary residence in free territory outside Missouri did not bring about his emancipation because the Missouri Compromise, which made that territory free by prohibiting slavery north of the 36 degrees 30 parallel, was unconstitutional because it deprived citizens of their slave property without due process of law. Wow. One more time. Although Chief Justice Roger B. Taney had hoped to settle issues related to slavery and congressional authority by this decision, it aroused public outrage. Right after that, President Abraham Lincoln Emancipation Proclamation in 1863 and the post-Civil War Reconstruction Amendments, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, nullified the decision. The Scots were manumitted by private arrangements in 1857. Dred Scott died of TB in May 1858. Anyhow, thanks to them bringing about this lawsuit, it was and is the beginning of the Civil War. See, that's why they really don't want to talk about the beginning of the Civil War. Because the true beginning of the Civil War is just like everything I keep trying to tell you. It was a black man and woman who did the three W's, changed the whole wide world. Because thanks to them, the Civil War was set off. Thanks to them, the disrespect and the degradation of blacks, men and women, was brought to a bigger light. Even though we know there was a con, 1-3 attenuation of slavery, this was the beginning of the Civil War. So while they really don't want to say the Civil War was about slavery, I realize and recognize now what the real concept is. They don't want to mention Dred Scott. They don't want to say the main reason for the Civil War is because a black man, a black woman, Mr. and Mrs. Scott, who took them to court. Although they lost, of course, but the whole purpose is they brought attention to the plight of their people and the double standards that they were having. They're telling over here I'm free, but over there I'm not free. But wait a minute, hold up. So what did they do? They decided to make everything in every territory slave-friendly. And that's when all some of the other territories like, no, we ain't with that. And thus, the beginning of the Civil War created by a black man and a black woman standing up as human beings who go breathe life into, and they was like, man, no, we are going to put forth our efforts to change this. And they did. They changed it. Because thanks to them, once the Civil War was set off, it was attention was brought to the slavery and the mistreatment of black men and black women. Although it didn't really change, but it did change because, one more time, they did what all black men and all black women, the three W's, they changed the whole wide world. One more time, I keep trying to tell people time and time again, blacks is the evolution to elevate so that the whole wide world can see what they did. And my job is to make sure that the whole wide world sees and has knowledge of what my forebears have achieved. One more time. March the 8th, 1867, the Civil War. 1857, Dred Scott decision leads to legal slavery, which leads to the Civil War. Sir and Mrs. Scott, Sir and Mrs. Dred Scott did what black men and women do, change the whole wide world. March the 8th, 1857. Sir, Mr., and Mrs. Dred Scott, their actions led to the Civil War. A black man and woman, husband and wife. United, one more time, united. Them united together started the Civil War. Now imagine if 2024, these blacks, women unite with the blacks, men, and what we can set off the evolution of the blacks, black clan. One more time. As always, in party, Asante Sana. Thank you very much. Moji Kubanda, one love. Baraka, blessings. Amani Kutoka, you. Peace from above. Have a great weekend.